In this episode of the Intentional Mom podcast, we are in part two of a five-part series where we are talking about rest, R-E-S-T. And in this episode of the Intentional Mom podcast, we are going to be talking about the R, the first letter in this four-part acronym. And if you find yourself running on fumes, running on empty, or just struggling to get through the day-to-day operations of your basic everyday life, this is going to be an episode you are not going to want to miss. Let's jump in and get started.
Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
I am so excited to take you through this five-part series. This is part two, where we are jumping into the first of the letters of the R-E-S-T acronym. This is something that is so needed. Actually, every piece of this four-part acronym is something that busy, overwhelmed women and moms need to hear more about. We are constantly on the go, pushing ourselves to keep going. And being on the go doesn't mean you actually have to be doing something or going places. It just means that we are forever trying to keep multiple irons in the fire, and we're made to feel like we're supposed to be able to do it all at one time. And even just the mental load, that's a real buzzword these days. But when I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, that describes so well the burden that it feels like we carry as women, especially when we're trying to juggle multiple roles, manage home and family life and maybe work life and all the things at one time. And we're made to feel like we're supposed to do it all flawlessly and perfectly. And we're supposed to look amazing and feel amazing and everything at the same time. And there's no way to meet these expectations. And so that is why I am so excited to lean into this concept of rest and to share it with you here today. So R, what does that stand for? It stands for retreat. And I don't know about you, but when I think about the word retreat, automatically I say, sign me up for that. I think about retreat and I think about escape. I think about rest. I think about a break. I think about a step away from the everyday buzz of life. And that's what I think of when I think of the word retreat. And I think when I have thoughts like that, those types of descriptions are exactly what I want to have come to your mind when you think about retreat for our purposes here today. Retreat truly means a step away. It means to step away from your thoughts and actions. True nothingness. I don't know about you, but I so often feel like I have a highway around in my head. Even if I'm supposed to be sleeping, or even sometimes when I am sleeping, that highway can wake me up out of sleep where I think of things I don't want to forget. I think of things I have to do. I think of things that a decision that I might have to be, that I might have to make. I think of things I need to sort out, problems, times when I'm supposed to be in two places at one time. I think about relationships that might be strained. I think about responsibilities that I'm not sure how I'm going to fulfill. And I think about all the ways that I so often fall short because, hey, we are all so good at that. But when we're talking about retreating, it truly is a step away from that highway, from all of those problems you have to solve. They're still going to be there. You're going to have to come back and deal with those all again. But we can become so overwhelmed with all of the things we're thinking and doing all the time. And we do not get enough time to truly step away, to just be quiet, to just be still, and to just focus on really nothing at all. And so that's what retreat is all about. So when you're going to be implementing this skill, you're going to be, again, kind of clearing your mind of all of those things, but you're going to start by setting a time limit. And the time limit is totally up to you, but I think 10 to 20 minutes is a great place to start. And it's realistic for most of us as a mom of nine. You know, life is busy. I get that. But again, with this highway in our brain that seems to be going nonstop, the 10 to 20 minutes that you set aside to actually truly retreat, well, it's going to be time that you can more than recover in the way that it benefits you. When you come back with more focus, you come back with more bandwidth, you come back from this simple 15 to 20 minute retreat that you're going to give yourself this step away, and you kind of have renewed vision, you have renewed energy, and really renewed purpose, which is what really can help us moving, keep us moving forward every day. So when you're having this step away time, here's what you're going to do. You're going to think about something that makes you smile. You're going to perhaps recall memories, fun times. You're going to clear your brain of all of the things you have to figure out, and you're going to get quiet, and you're going to give yourself a place of happy thoughts. And a lot of times these are fun memories. Maybe they're vacations, maybe they're time spent with loved ones that are no longer with you. Maybe there are times where, even during your childhood, where, again, life was just different and easier somehow. Maybe you're going to bring back memories from some of those times. That could be one option, is to think of things that make you smile. Another option for this 10 to 20 minutes of just kind of withdrawing and stepping away, you can also have a time of what I call intentional or purposeful rest. And this truly is that clear your mind kind of time where you are just going to truly rest. And the thing with intentional or purposeful rest is it truly can be an active thing when it's intentional and purposeful. You are choosing to rest. And when we hear the word rest, we so often think that we are being lazy. And we think that resting means sleeping, as in closing your eyes. And for these reasons, it's something that we can often shortchange ourselves on. We think, I just don't have time for rest, or it's the middle of my day, rest would be nice, but there's no way that can happen for me. And in reality, this really doesn't help anyone. And so often I think we can feel guilty when we're taking time to rest. By the way, in more recent months, I have mastered the skill of the 12-minute power nap. Ooh, I cannot wait to dive into that with all of you. We'll do that at some point coming up. But for now, just know that active rest isn't a time of being lazy. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to sleep. And when we're talking about this intentional or purposeful rest, it really is something that is necessary. It's not lazy. When you rest, quiet your mind, or fill it with happy memories that just kind of transport you from where you are now to that happy time for just that short amount of time, there's a time where, again, instead of being lazy and setting time aside, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. So anytime you feel stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, exhausted, you want to try to find 10 to 20 minutes to just step outside of the buzz, step outside of that highway that's going on in your mind, and find time to truly retreat. Think of this as an intentional pause. Think of it as taking a step back with purpose. Think of it as when you would exhale a big sigh of relief, and you would just kind of drink in a deep, clean breath of air. Intentional and purposeful rest starts with really first withdrawing yourself from the people, responsibilities, roles, tasks, projects, to-do list, all of those things that are surrounding you. It's to withdraw yourself from all of those and all of the current thoughts you're having. Again, that highway in your brain. It is an active thing. We're talking about active retreat. We're talking about active rest. And to start that, you must withdraw from where you are currently at. So the R in rest stands for retreat. It is a stepping away. It is a quieting of your mind. It is a filling your mind with happy things that are going to transport you to a place where you're remembering things that made you smile, you're remembering times with loved ones, or you're having that active time of rest where when a thought comes into your mind, or when your mind goes back to all those problems you need to solve, things you need to figure out, never-ending to-do list, you are truly going to say, I reject that thought, I am keeping my mind clear, and you are going to go back to just that rest, that pause, that intentional choice to say, I am taking a moment to exhale. I am taking a moment to inhale a nice, fresh, clean breath, and that is going to give me renewed purpose, renewed energy, and really a renewed desire to jump back in. I can jump back into the entire highway, all those places to go, things to do, roles and responsibilities. I'm going to jump back into them now. But for this 15 to 20 minutes, I'm going to have this time of retreat. I'm going to have this time of true intentional rest. Just make sure that you don't actually fall asleep if that's not planned into your day right now. So that's what the R in rest is all about. We will be back to dive into the E on the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. I will see you then. So the R stands for retreat. It stands for getting away to just kind of step outside of all of the busyness that we're faced with every day. And when you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, overburdened, exhausted, maybe anxious or worry, this is going to be a 10 to 20 minute drink of fresh, cold water you're going to give yourself. All of those things you have to do, they'll be there waiting for you when you get back. But you will come back to those with renewed ability to do so when you take the time to retreat. In the next episode, we'll be jumping into the E in our four-part acronym of REST. We'll talk then.